रसरसिका कृपा मया श्री राधा वल्लभ वृंदावन तबर श्री राधा वल्लभ वृंदावन तबर भकति विनोदाय स्वाहाय भकति विनोदाय स्वाहाय हय सोमति नंदन प्रज वरनागर गोकुल रंजन कान ग গোপি পরণ ধন মদন মনোহর কালে আদম নবদন হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে হরে হে রাম 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 হরে হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে ও হরে রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে জয় গৌরী বল হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল নিতাই গৌর হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল হরি বল গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি হরি বল ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय রাধিকৈতদাহলে কৃষ্ণায় কৃষ্ণভক্তায় তদ্ভক্তায় নমো নমঃ যম প্রব্রজন্তমনুপেতমপেতকৃতম দয়পানবিরহকাতরয়জুহাব পূতেতি তন্ময়তয়ো থরব বিনেসভূত হৃদয় মুহনতোস্মি শ্যামসুন্দর শিখন্দ শেখর স্মরহাস মুরলী মনোহর রধিকর শিখ মম কৃপ নিধেহি স্বপ্রিয়চরণ কিঙ্করি কুরু ভক্তাবিহীনায় অপরাধ লাগছে চিত্তস্থ কহমারি তরঙ্ক মধ্যে কৃপামহিতম শরণাম প্রপন্ন বৃন্দে নমস্তে চরণারবিন্দম বৃন্দে নমস্তে चरणारविंदम तवैव अस्मि तवैव अस्मि न जीवामि त्वयबिना इति विज्ञाय राधयितं नमः चरणान्तिकम्. First of all, I offer my sastang dandavat puspanjali, my heart like flowers thousands and thousands of times, at the lotus feet of Asmati Paramaradhatama, Guru Pada Padma, my holy master, Om Vishnu Pada Stotra Stasisimad, Rupanu Gatarivarya Bhaktivedanta, Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Secondly, I offer my sastang dandavat pranam thousands of times at the lotus feet of my Sri Guru Parampara, Sri Rupanuga Gaudiya Guru Varga, and offer my pranam to my Pujina Gurujana, Ananyati Dandi Bhadgan, O God brothers and God sisters and Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. My pranam. So, we are continuing with the explanation of Bhakti Tattva given by Srila Jiva Goswami Pad, the Vishesh Kripa Patra, the special recipient of the mercy of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. Yesterday we discussed how Suta Goswami, in his opening address at that monumental and historic occasion when Suta Goswami was speaking Srimad Bhagavatam to all the sages in Naimisharanya, headed by Shonaka Rishi. At that time, he was explaining to them what is auspicious for the living entity, Aikantik Shreya, absolute, and exclusive benefit, welfare for all living entities. And also, second question, what is the essence of all the Shastras? So, in the Vedas, Dharma has been described. Trigunya Vishaya Veda Nistragunya Bhavajuna. In the Vedas, Dharma has been described, and mainly it deals with the three modes of material nature in this world and how to become uplifted. Suta Goswami has explained that the best result you can get by following Dharma, all your duties very carefully, without any motivation but to please God, is that association will come, and by hearing, some taste will come in Harikatha. And if ruchi, taste in Harikatha, does not come, then all your Dharma was a waste of time. Then he gave, yesterday we heard how he gave the conclusion, Tasmade kena manasa. Therefore, why not just do bhakti right now? Don't wait, don't delay. If the fruit of doing all dharma is that you begin bhakti, why not just begin bhakti now, at once, with one pointed attention? Don't think of any other practice or method of progress. Bhakti is independent and the conclusion of all the Vedas. So then he explained how the COVID, very discriminating persons, they know the art of how to cut the knot of karma granti, the knot which ties us into this material existence, that is ahankar, false ego. this false ego can only be cut by deep meditation on the Naam, Roop, Gun and Leela of Shri Krishna. So who will not have attachment for hearing Harikatha? Because without hearing, the stage of deep anudhyan, yad anudhyasina yukta, the state of continuous meditation, it cannot come without first hearing. Then yesterday, we also discussed how a doubt may come. Those people who are not matured in their sukriti, they have no taste for hearing Harikatha. What about them? Well, all the scriptures tell them, go to the holy place. And what will happen? Only by seeing Mahat, or touching, conversing, speaking something, then they get some faith in a sadhu. And then they become interested. What are these sadhus talking to each other about all the time? I also want to hear it. And then they come into their association, begin to hear. Gradually, their ruchi, taste in Harikatha, comes. Then we discussed. Srinvatam swakata Krishna punya sravana kirtana hridyantas tuhya badar drani vidunoti suritsatam. When we hear Harikatha, Krishna enters into the heart. But not hearing from anyone. Hearing from Mahat. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained, O Vaishnava Thakur, O hey Vaishnava Thakur, Krishna say tomara, Krishna di te para, tomara shakati ache, amitok tangal, Krishna Krishna boli, daithava pache pache. Meaning is, O Vaishnava Thakur, Krishna said, Krishna belongs to you. Krishna himself admitted this fact. In the 11th canto, Krishna explains, oh, have you seen or have you heard about my Leela? Very wonderful. Krishna can lift Giriraj Govardhan. He can expand himself in many forms and meet with all devotees at the same time. He can do so many miraculous things. So Krishna, he revealed the secret, how it happens. He said, my devotees, they are very peaceful, very humble. If any problem comes, they never complain. They always think about the welfare of other people, how they can be happy. So their hearts are pure. So you may not be able to see, but I walk behind my devotees. I'm running behind my devotees. And without anyone seeing, I go and I take their foot dust myself. And by taking that foot dust, it is so powerful. This is why I can do all these leelas. All these amazing things. By their mercy. Krishna's told. So Krishna said, Tomar, Krishna is yours. He runs behind you. He collects your foot dust, so that by the power of this dust he can do many sweet pastimes. So because he belongs to you, therefore you can give him. He is your property. You can give him to someone else. You have this power. So Amito Kangal Krishna Krishna Boli. I am a beggar, so I am chanting this name, Krishna Krishna. Daitava Pache Pache. I'm also running behind the Vaishnav, so that Vaishnav will give Krishna to me, his property. So, those who have controlled Krishna by their love, when they chant Harinam, Krishna cannot check himself, he must come running there. They can give Krishna to another person. How? Through the medium of mantra, and especially through medium of Harikatha, they can give. Who has Krishna can give. Who has not controlled Krishna, they cannot give. Quite impossible. The Upanishads explain. Nayam atma pravachanena labhya namedaya na bahuna sutena yameve sevrinute tena labhyas tasyai satma vivrinute tanum swam. In several Upanishads, this verse appears. It says, Nayam. Not this. What? Atma. Atma means? I am Atma, you are Atma, we are all Atma. We are all persons. But one person is different. His supreme Atma, Sri Krishna. The shelter of everything. This is Nayam. Atma, this Atma. Krishna. Pravachanena labhya. By pravachan, giving a very good, learned discourse. Namedhaya, by good intelligence. Bahuna sutena, by hearing the Vedas and studying Shruti again and again, you cannot attain that Atma. Labhya means to attain. What does it mean to attain that Atma? Krishna has a very beautiful transcendental form. And all beautiful qualities, Rupa Goswami has described 64 qualities. This is some, just to give some idea, he has more than this. He's very shy. Sometimes people ask to me, oh, can you show me God? Say, I'm afraid not, he's very shy. He's too shy to show himself to you. So people say, they don't believe in God. Why? You cannot see God, so there is no God. No, he will not come because he's very shy. Those who are harsh and selfish, does not want to play with them. So he hides far away. So, Atma means Atma Swarup, the form of Krishna. And Labhya, to attain, means that Krishna in his beautiful transcendental form, that you should, in your own very beautiful transcendental form, meet face to face and eye to eye. Is called labhya, to attain. So nayam atma pravatanena labhyo, by intelligence, by studying the Vedas, by being a learned scholar, you cannot, this atma labhya, meet eye to eye with Krishna in your spiritual form and his spiritual form. Yameve se virinutu tena labhya tasyai satma virinute tanum swam. Then how can you meet with Krishna? How will it be possible? So the answer is, Krishna reveals himself to that person with whom he is pleased, to whom he wants to reveal himself. In other words, he is independent. You cannot know him by any means. To whom he wants to reveal himself, he reveals tanum swam, his own tanu, body. Every living entity in this world is looking for ananda, happiness. But they don't know. This ananda has a form, satchidananda vigraha, Krishna is the embodiment of Ananda, happiness. Everything you want, everything you are looking for, everything that you could ever dream about, and what is beyond your wildest dreams also, is there, where? In the son of Nanda Maharaj, Gopinath Radha Kanta, there. So all knowingly or unknowingly, actually they're looking for Krishna. But it's very difficult to find him. Pantastu koti shata sambrahman. Vayur atapi manasamuni pungavanam sopyasya yat pravani simya vachincha tattvai govinda madipurusham tamam bhajami. The yogis who can fly through the sky in the speed of the wind, no. The yogis by mystic power, they can travel at the speed of mind. If I say the word India, at once your mind goes there. The mind is so fast. The yogis who can travel at the speed of mind, pantastu koti shata vatsara sampragamyo. So the yogis who travel at the speed of mind for millions of years, they cannot catch Krishna. So pyasya yat prabhada simya vichincha tattve. The ultimate limit of their journey, they may come. And just before they get to the tip of his toe, they stop. They cannot go any further. Because he's not achincha tattva, vichincha tattva. Not only inconceivable, very inconceivable. He's inconceivable. So they cannot find him, they cannot catch him. So, to meet with Krishna, to see Krishna, all are looking for Krishna, directly or indirectly, but no one can find him. So there must be a process. When a living entity, he's wandering throughout this world, he makes some sukriti. How? Just like once there was a bird and he was shot by a hunter and one wing was broken and the bird was trying to get away, but now that bird had only one wing, so he can only go in a circle. So the bird was trying to get away, but he was going around and around. It happened that there was one old broken down temple and the bird was trying to get away, but he went around the temple 4 times. This is what Mandir Parikrama. And the next life, then he died, and next life he took birth and became a devotee and had sadhu sangha by sukriti. Unknowingly he did some anga of bhakti, Mandir Parikrama. So it attracted him next life, and he had sadhu sangha and became a devotee. Or one day, one pujari was offering giwiks deep to the deity, and then he put it down and the flame went out. But even though the flame goes down, still inside there's some fire in the giwik. And ghee, which is burning, has a very sweet smell. So one mouse, one rat, came to the temple and what's that smell? And came and saw the good smell was coming from this giwik which had just gone out. She thought, this is very tasty. So the rat jumped up and bit, tried to bite it. But when he bit it, then again the flame came out. So Padma Puran says that what to speak of offering giwik deep to the Thakurji, even if you offer someone else's giwik which has gone out, but you relight it and offer that, oh, it is very, very powerful. So this mouse, he bit the ghee, hot ghee, and the flame came up once again. And by this, Thakurji was standing there, the deities of Krishna. Oh, you have offered the ghee wick to me. Very good. And Sukriti, he made Sukriti, and in his next life, he came into Sadhu Sangha. So, once there was a young man, and he was very much attached to one prostitute, and she also developed some attachment for him. So one day they had a big argument, and he went away, and she also went away. But he was so upset that he wandered into the forest, and he was wandering, gradually became dark, and then rain came. So he found one broken building and went inside and sat down. In the meantime, that prostitute also, she was very upset. Why did I argue with my beloved? And weeping and weeping, she went wandering into the forest, and rain came, and she looked for shelter and came to the same building, but another part. They did not see each other. And for the whole day they were weeping, and the whole night they could not sleep, they could not eat, they could not drink anything. But that day was Narasingha Chaturdasi. So on Narasingha Chaturdasi or Akadasi, any special day, then you should fast. So they did not take water or food. And if you stay awake the whole night, then this is very good. They're awake the whole night, worried. Oh, I wonder if she'll speak to me ever again. Why did I criticize her? Like this. Whole night he was awake. So they stayed awake also on the night of Narasingha Chaturdasi. So then that person, when he died, then in his next life, became Prahlad Maharaj. He appeared in the womb of Kayadu. And Kayadu took a benediction that she would not give birth to baby until her husband came back from doing tapasya. So at that time, the demigods, headed by Indra, thought, this Hiranyakashipu is very dangerous. And now he's going to have a son, so we should do abortion. We should kill the embryo still while he's in the womb, because once he gets out, maybe he'll be so powerful we cannot fight with him. So Indra and Devatas came to Kayadu, and they wanted to kill her fetus, her embryo. But Narad came, stop. This is not a demon, this is a great devotee. So then Indra and the demigods, they gave pranam to the devotee in her womb. And did parikrama also of her. And then they returned to their heavenly planets. Then Narad took her to his ashram and told Harikatha for 60,000 years. But she did not understand what he was talking about. But Prahlad, who was in the womb, and from his last life, he did some sukriti. What? He fasted on Narasingha Chaturdasi and stayed awake the whole night. So he has sukriti. That sukriti bought Sadhu Sangha of Narad, and he listened from inside the womb, Harikatha for 60,000 years. So when he was born, he was a pure devotee. So sukriti is very powerful. Can give another example. Once there was a sadhu, and he was going door to door and begging something. Can you give me a little water or half a roti, half a chapati? Not for himself. Why? The sadhus wander here and there. They ask, can you give me something? One cup of milk? Because the living entities have no sukriti. They're unfortunate. So the sadhu plays the role of being a beggar. So that the common people, they cannot get anything in return, it seems, materially. Only this charity. But they are not giving charity. Sadhu is giving them sukriti. The most valuable thing. So sadhu, the associates of God, they are very humble, taking the position of beggar. But they are so wealthy. And they try to bring about auspiciousness in the lives of the unfortunate living entities who are suffering in this world. So one sadhu was going door to door and came to one house. Bhiksham dehi, please give me alms. So this was a very rich person, one woman, and very mean and nasty. So she looked from above and saw, what are you doing here? You're a beggar. You only came here to fill your belly. Why don't you get a job? And she took one rag for cleaning the floor, filthy rag. And she took this rag and threw it in his face. And Sadhu, thank you. No anger at all. No anger, why? No false ego. So then that sadhu, he took the rag off his face and he went back to his bhajan kuti. So it was very dirty, so he washed it and made it clean. He washed it in Ganga or Jamuna and made it pure. Then he cut it into small strips and then he twisted them around and dipped them in ghee. And every day he was doing his puja to Thakurji, he would burn one of them and offer like this. Every day he was making one offering like this. Oh, that woman, heart was changing little every day. After some time, when that piece of rag was all burnt and finished, then again he came to the house. Bhiksham dehi, bhiksham dehi. Now she's thinking, oh, that sadhu again. I threw a rag in his face. Oh, I should not have done it. Oh, before she could not think like this, but because he was offering her donation, he took her donation and was offering it to Krishna. So day by day, her heart was changing. And now she thought, oh, I should be ashamed of myself. She's a holy person. And she came and gave donation. Oh, come inside. And then sadhu will tell Harikatha like this. And gradually she became a very good devotee. So this is called Sukriti. Transcendental pious credit. Any small thing that we do, it will lead us to sadhu sangha. We'll meet a sadhu. Now, out of many sadhus that we can meet, it may be that one is very senior, very advanced, very learned, and respected by all. At that time, when we have some confidence and trust in that sadhu, we may select as guru and receive Harinam, Diksha. Then we begin our devotional service. It may be that we are not very serious, but we try. And some faith comes, and we try to associate again and again. We try to remember our mantra, and chant Harinam, and serve in different ways. And in this way, anartas are going, and some steadiness comes. At first we are up and down. One day enthusiastic, another day I cannot get out of bed in time for Mangalartik. Up and down. After some years and years, steadiness comes. Steadiness is starting to come. For whom? The disciples who become very serious. They're working hard all the time. Like so many brahmacharis here, Radha Madhav Prabhu, Dina Bandupu and others. With hard work, Guru Seva, in the kitchen, day and night, serving everyone. So what will happen? That anartha will gradually go away. Guru gives to the disciple daitya. Daita means responsibility. Even in this world, if parents, they have some children, and when their children are about 10, 11, but they don't give them any responsibility. Or you'll have to clean your room every week and do some gardening or anything. They don't give them any responsibility. you have to do your homework from school very carefully. Let me see your report. Unless responsibility is given to children, they cannot mature. They don't become mature. Even when they are 22, 25, they're still like children. They have not grown up because they had no responsibility. So Guru, he gives the disciples some responsibilities. You should organize one Rathyatra festival. Oh my. I have to make a cart. Where is the deity of Lord Jagannath? Prasadam, advertising, accommodation, many things. You have to think of everything. And if you get one thing wrong, oh, the sound system does not work. The whole festival is finished. Like this, Guru gives responsibility to the disciple. And it may seem like a very heavy responsibility. But the real disciple, he never thinks that this is heavy. He thinks this is labor of love. To go into fire, then for Guru, to enter into fire, for Guru, it seems like the fire is very cool. And to drink poison, for Guru, or taste better than ice cream and pizza. So he is real disciple. They are ready to take big responsibility upon their head. By accepting responsibility in the service of Guru, then we become mature. Without responsibility, then what? A living human being who has no responsibility in their life, they're like an animal, you know? Any dog in the street, he can eat when he likes, sleep when he likes, go where he likes, do what he likes. And who has responsibility, they are not free. They are not free. They have to sacrifice their own comfort and luxury and everything. This sacrifice will have to be done to fulfill the order of Guru. So by responsibility, we become mature. And anarthas go away. And nishtha will come. So those who will follow very carefully, their nishtha will come. But it may take some time. Then they leave this body and again take birth. And again have sadhu sangha. But now they're beginning from nishtha. So they're not like general devotees. Most of devotees are what? Trying to go through anatta nivritti. But one or two maybe from their birth they have nishtha already. And when they do sadhu sangha, then taste comes. They're always chanting and remembering all the time. And they have some taste comes, ruchi. And this taste is increasing. And may become asakti, attachment. But then that life is also finished. Life is short. Now they take birth. Now they have asakti from the beginning. And by sadhu sangha, rati comes, bhav. Now they have realization in their heart at the time of chanting Harinam. The pastimes of Krishna are coming. Something. And they begin serving also by Siddha Deha. But this bhava maya bhakti is not turning into bhakti rasa. Rasa is very high, actually. So in that life they attain rati, but that life not rasa. Praktan aduniti chasti. Rupa Goswami Pada explained. You have to attain rati, previous life, next life rasa. Then next life, doing bhajan, very spontaneously. It may be that they are born, as a friend or associate of Narottam Das Thakur or Rupa Goswami, and their bhavmayi bhakti transforms and becomes bhakti rasa. Their sthayi bhav, vibhav, anubhav, sattvika bhav, vyabhachari bhav mix together and become one miraculous and flavorful experience. This is called rasa. And they taste rasa. And this bhakti rasa attracts Krishna. Then that devotee, always chanting and weeping, hearts melting all the time. And Krishna will come to that devotee. First we told that every living entity is looking for Ananda, but they cannot find Ananda, that is Krishna. But when the devotee's bhajan comes in this stage, then Krishna looks for him. Krishna cannot check himself, that's his nature. And he's looking for that devotee. And he comes to that devotee. How? Dehi pada palavam udaram. He approaches that devotee in a very humble mood. And Krishna is ashamed. Why? Oh, many lifetimes you served me. Many problems came on your head, but you never complained. Many difficulties and tests came, but because of your good character and one-pointed devotion, you never deviated here and there. You only wanted to serve me. You had no consideration of your own happiness. Lifetime after lifetime, you're weeping and calling my name. So now I have come late. I should have come before. And with folded hands, please forgive me. You are great. Please give me your feet. I want to hold them on my head. So this is the meaning of Upanishada. Tasyai satme vivrinute tanum swam. For that devotee who has served his Gurudev, Chakudano Dilo Jay, Janme Janme Prabhu say. No obstacle at all. Death may come, no harm. Continue serving. Oh, for that person, then, Tanum Swam, Krishna reveals his own form like this. Dehi Pada Palava Mudaram. Give me your feet, I want to hold them on my head. And he feels, oh, I'm like aparadi, I'm offender, I'm sorry. And in this way, he immerses his devotee. Iti driksvali labhe ananda kunde. He immerses him in transcendental bliss. Here, Tasyai satmiti vivrinute tanum swam means Krishna reveals tanum swam, his own body. But there's another meaning here. Here swam means own. That devotee who thinks that Krishna's body belongs to me, he is mine. Those who are mamata yukta, they have possessiveness. Mamata, myness. Gurudev said, don't be minus, myness. You know, minus means take away. The sign in mathematics. Don't be minus, minus. When Guru gives mantra, that time you should think, Krishna is mine, my beloved. Keep this in the heart at all times, and it will intensify, and it will become prem. Mamata is the very swarup of prem. It's a very intrinsic constitution of love, minus. So here, now Sutta Goswami Pad wants to explain the Sakshat Darshan, direct experience of seeing Krishna in this process. First, hearing Harikatha. And Krishna, though you may not be aware of it anyway, he goes into your heart. Because Surit Satam, he is the friend of the devotee. If there's a person, they don't know you, they have no relationship, they're strangers, but they come to visit your house. When they arrive at your house, they will ring the bell. Even if the front door is open, they will not go inside because they don't know you. And they'll wait outside and they'll knock and ring the bell and wait for you to come. But Krishna's not like that. Because Krishna's the friend of his devotee, then without invitation, without knocking, he goes inside. He saw that two doors were open. One here and one here. So when Sadhu tells Harikatha, in the form of Harikatha, Krishna comes and says, oh, the door's open. Should I go in or not? Oh, here's my friend, no problem. So, if your friend will come to your house and the door is open, no need to knock, no need for the doorbell. Your friend will invite himself and just go inside. If he's your friend. So here, Srimvatam's hearing Krishna Katha, Suritsatam, Krishna is your friend. So what does he do? Without knocking, without invitation, he just says, oh, the door's open, let's go. He goes inside. But when he goes inside, he goes to hear the heart, for those who are listening sincerely. Just like it may be that your friend came without invitation, you did not know he was coming. So what was the state of your house, your lounge? How was it? You had not cleaned, you had not prepared. But the books are on the chair, your socks are here, your dhoti is there, your sari is hanging here, your gopins are hanging there. In a mess, and books and not clean. So you did not know he was coming, so you did not keep everything clean. So if your friend will come inside your house and there's nowhere to sit down because things are on the chairs, then what will he do? If someone is not your friend, they don't know you, and you say, come inside, they'll walk in and they'll stand. They'll not sit down. They'll wait. This is etiquette. And when the host says, oh, please take a seat, then they will sit down. But your friend will not mind. He'll just get all the books off the chair and sit down. So in the same way, through Harikatha, Krishna comes in your heart. And when he gets it, oh, dark and cold and very messy and bad smell. Anyway, he's my friend, no problem. So Krishna, he sees there's no clean place to sit down, so he himself, he starts cleaning in your heart, and cleans some place and sits down there. So here, Hridyantasto vidoniti suritsutan, because Krishna is your friend, so he goes in your heart without invitation and starts cleaning and sits down there. How? By hearing Harikatha. Then, if a guest will come to your home, then you have to feed them. This is etiquette. If you have a guest, you should give them something nice. But it may be that you are very poor. Very poor. You have no food in your house. You have no rats in your house, no mice, because there's no food for them to eat, so even the mice don't live there. You are maybe very poor. But your friend may come and bring with him a bag of mangoes. So this is very embarrassing. If a guest comes, you should feed him, not that the guest should feed you. But anyway, though you are embarrassed, then your guest will say, no, you don't have anything, but I bought some mangoes. So why don't you offer them to your Thakurji, and then we'll take. So then, you are ashamed. but you have no other alternative. So then you take the mangoes and wash them and cut them and offer them to your Thakurji and then come back and sit down with your friend to take prasadam. So then your friend is tasting. Oh, these mangoes taste so good. This is the best mango I ever tasted. Thank you. Then you become very shy. He said, these mangoes are so good, where did you get them from? Joking with you. Actually, I think that the taste is so good because you have offered this with affection, with pure love. This is why it tastes so good. So, this is the result of hearing Harikatha. Krishna will come in your heart, clean everything, and sit there. Then, oh, what will he eat? All the offerings to Krishna, they are bhavmay, of transcendental emotion. But we don't have. So Krishna, in the form of guru and sadhu, he comes and tells more Harikatha. Then this mood comes. And by this mood we serve Krishna. But who is giving? Krishna. Vande Krishna Jagat Guru. Actually, Krishna is guru of all. He is Jagat Guru, guru of everyone in the universe. So, but through our best guru, individual guru, Krishna himself gives us mood with which we can serve him. And when we serve Krishna by bhav, especially what bhav? Gopis bhav. Then what will Krishna say? Na parayam niravadya samyudyam swasadu krityam vibudayo shapiva yamma pachanturchaya geha swinkala samrishatadva pratiyatu saduna. Krishna has given the chance to make Sukriti. Then he has given Sadhu Sangha. Then he came in the form of Harikatha. And he gave bhav and everything. And with all these things, when we serve Krishna, then Krishna tells, Na Pariyam, you can come in the form of a gopi to Bansi Bhat in the moonlit night of Sharad season when Krishna played his flute. Then Krishna will tell, I cannot repay you for how you have served me. You have broken all the bondage of household life and affection and for society and relatives. You have given up all hope of happiness for yourself in this life and the next. Why? Only to please me? I cannot repay you. So this is the potential of hearing Harikatha. So Surit Satam, Krishna is the friend of the devotee. Never be alone. Never think that you are alone. Your best and dearest friend is always with you. Nasta preso badresho nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavata tamashloke bhakti bhavati nasti. Serving Bhagavatam, the book, by hearing, chanting and remembering. And serving Bhakta Bhagavat. How? Taking responsibility. Gradually, Nashta Parishu Badrishu, anartas are destroyed. And he becomes established, Nishta, fixed in devotional service. Rupa Goswami Pad, sorry, Jiva Goswami Pad said, Bhakti Ranu Dhyana Rupa Naistiki Santa Thaiva Bhavati. When all desires are almost gone, almost completely gone, but something remains. But still bhakti is powerful, the devotee will remember Krishna all the time. Anudhyan, continuous remembrance. Now, Jiva Goswami, in his commentary on this verse, Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki, he's giving an example from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 2, Text 53. There are 9 yogendras. Havi, Kavi, Antariksha, Prabhuda. So here, this is Havi Yogendra. He's explaining about devotion to Maharaj Nimi, and he said, Tribhuvana Bibhava Heitabe Pyukanta Smiti Rajitatma Suradibhi Vimrigyat Nachalati Bhagavat Padaravindat Lava Nimesha Ardamapi Sa Vaishnavagyaha. Srila Jiva Goswami Pad is using this verse to give some illustration or some idea of this state of Naistiki Bhakti or Anujan, continuous remembrance. What is the disposition of that devotee who has this kind of love? Tibhuvana Vibhava Heitave. That devotee, in his presence, all types of vibhav or opulence, which are available throughout the three worlds, they may come. But that devotee, all opulence is coming to him. Fame, reputation, millions of dollars, beautiful ladies. For ladies, beautiful men. All types of desirable things of the material world. They come to that person. But lava nimesha ardamapi. Lava, the word lava means, this is an astrological calculation for time. It is 8/45 of a second. This is called lava. Lava matra sadhu sangha sarvasiddhi hoy. Lava is 8/45 of a second. Nimesha. Tulayana lavanapi. Lava means 8/45 of a second. So that's not very long. Nimesha means three lovers. Yugaitam nimeshena. So nimesha also means the time it takes to blink your eye. So nimesha is the blink of an eye. That is 3 × 8/45 of a second. Arda means half of that. So 8 × 3, 24, and divide by half is 12. So here, he's saying, for 12/45 of a second, the devotee's mind is not deviated from his remembrance of the pastimes of Krishna. He's remembering. And great wealth, reputation, everything comes. But even for 12/45 of a second, his mind does not look towards those things. His attention doesn't go there. In other words, his attachment for Krishna is so intense that he's completely callous to all of the things of this world. All the opulence, Tribhuvana Vibhava, the Vaibhava of Tribhuvana, the three worlds. He has no interest. This is the sign that he has love is coming now. Naistiki Bhakti. I remember once I was with Gurudev in his room and he was talking with a few devotees about renovating the holy places in Vrindavan. So, already he started, he has put in apparatus to make Radhakund and Shyamakund clean and fresh because they'd become green with algae and many things. And the bad smell was coming also from the algae. So now Shyamakund and Radhakund are clean. He rebuilt Javat and painted everything. He built Veni, the stage around the Bandirvat in Bandirvan. He began excavating Brahmakund by Manasiganga and Krishnakund in Udavkari and planting Kadamba trees because all the Kadamba and Tamal trees were cut and thorns were growing. So he was doing things here and there to try to do the Dham Prakash, to manifest the glory of the Dham. for the conditioned souls to see and inspire them. So when we're talking about this, then one man came to the room. Oh, who are you? I am the Mathura District Forestry Commission. Oh, Gurudev explained to him, I want to make forests again because Braj is becoming like a dry desert. And as he was talking with him, then another gentleman came. He was very wealthy and already had given about 3 lakhs, 300,000 rupees to one sadhu to do the Dham Prakash. But that sadhu took all the money and didn't do anything. He was asadhu. So that wealthy businessman was upset. But he came to see Gurudev because he had heard something about him. Maybe this sadhu is a real sadhu. So he came to see Gurudev. He said, I have the contacts and they have 1 million kadamba trees, small, just the sprouts are coming. So I have so many trees and we want to plant them all over Vrindavan, but I need some guidance and direction how to manifest things in such a way that it will reflect the glory of the Dham. Not like today. Today people go to a place and there is the place of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and they build 50-foot statue of Hanuman. Yeah? Have you seen in Vrindavan? Or Ganesh. And the mood of that place, they have tried to glorify the place, but they don't know the mood of that place and they've gone against the mood of that place. So this wealthy businessman said, I will take help from a sadhu so that really the mood of that place will be expressed. So he said, I've made one foundation. This foundation is called, what? Now I don't remember. Some Vrindavan Foundation, something like this. And I want to make all Vrindavan beautiful, all Brajamandal beautiful. So we are having an opening day of the foundation. And television cameras will come. And it will be on TV all over the world. And there will be 3 patrons. 3 patrons will support this foundation. So I have selected. And he's coming. 1 Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama is coming. And he will speak. He's 1 patron. 2nd patron, the Prime Minister of India. And he is also coming with the Dalai Lama. And 3rd one, you. To Gurudev. So then I thought, oh, very good. Now Gurudev will go on television with the President of India and Dalai Lama and glorify Vrindavan and be patron of this foundation. So he said, can you help me? Gurudev said, yes, I can help you. And I want to help you. And in all ways I will try to help you. But I have one request. Don't keep my name there. Because when foundations, they renovate anything, then they make one sign. This place was renovated by such and such a person. Said, I will help, but don't write my name there. Will you be patron? No. I will help completely, but I will not be patron and don't write my name anywhere. Because I want to do this for Radha and Krishna. Everyone wants to make a temple and do so many things, but they want their name to be there. Why? This is not bhakti. It's not devotional service. This is for pratishtha, for reputation only. So when I heard, oh, Gurudev will become he has a chance to become patron, I was amazed. And when he said, no, I will give full help, but don't write my name, I was more amazed. Then I thought to myself, oh, now I am having darshanava, shuddha Vaishnava. Really, pure Vaishnava. Now all devotees, they try very hard to become famous to preach Krishna consciousness. First I'll become famous by music or art or anything, and then I can preach Krishna consciousness. Never. First have love for Krishna, and then you can preach Krishna consciousness, actually. So here, Tribhuvana Vibhava Hetave, having Yogendra is telling Nimi Maharaj, when devotees absorbed in bhakti, at that time, all the opulences and opportunities of the world fall at his feet, but he never looks at them. His eyes don't go, his mind does not go. For how long? Lava nimesha adamapi. Not even for 12 45ths of a second. Now Sutta Goswami continues. After Nashta Praisho Bhadarishu, now he's explaining. Tada rajas tamo bhavas kamalo bhadayaste chaita eta anavidham stitam sattve prasidati. Tada. At that time, rajas tamo bhava, the moods which come in our heart from rajagun, the mode of passion, and tamagun, the mode of ignorance. Such as kama labha dayaste, kam, lust, sex desire, lobh, desire for wealth or any facility in this world, adi, etc. That includes, etc. means enviousness towards others, and pride, thinking I am a great personality. This is the action of Raja and Tama. Krishna has explained also in the 11th canto. Everyone in this world thinks they are great. If anyone will write a book or make a movie about aliens from another planet, then how are they? Green, slimy, mucus dribbling. Yeah, three fingers only, like this. Horrible. Why? Because what are thinking? We are human beings. We are better, better than all, anyone on any other planet. This is wrong. And among human beings, or which country you think you are from, then you think, oh, those people of that country are the best. Rule Britannia. Yeah? Deutschland über alles. All think, God bless America, not Iraq. Everyone thinks my country is the best. And of all the people in my country, then my friends, my group of friends, we are special. My associates. And out of all my friends, I am the best. So Krishna explained to Uddhavji, when the mode of passion is in the mind, then the living entity, he is forced by the modes of nature. He thinks, I am better than others. But they are so unintelligent, they don't realize it. Then if anyone will come and say, oh, I love you, you are special, then you think, oh, this person is very intelligent. And once attachment comes, there's maya, illusion. So Krishna said, who thinks they are better than others? Then this is coming from, this is a rajabhav, mood coming from the mode of passion in the mind. How is Rupa Goswami? Rupa Goswami is sitting alone in the forest of Vrindavan with his face in his hands and praying to Radha and Krishna. Adhamopyuttamam matva. Vigyose manishinam dushusto dustopyam jantur mantam vyadita yadyapi. O Radhika, O Krishna, what hope is there for me? I am so wretched that adhamopyuttamam matva, even though I am low class, I think I am the best. to be low is one thing, but to be low and think that you are the best, you are lost. Hmm? She's saying, this is, Rupa Goswami, this is my condition. I am the worst person, but I think I am the best person. Agyopi Manishinam. I am quite ignorant. I am not learned, but I think I am a great scholar. Shusto Dustopyayam Jantur. I am Dushta. That means uncouth, ill-mannered, unsophisticated, and offensive. But I think I am very cultured and polite. Very cultured and polite and well-behaved in all of my dealings. But I move around this world and give pain to others, but I'm thinking my behavior is immaculate. But still, even though I am like this, please give one drop of mercy to me. Rupa Goswami is praying. So if Rupa Goswami is praying like this, then how much more it is required for? I can speak of myself in a actually fallen condition. We should pray like this to Radha and Krishna. If we don't feel in this way, what is that? Here. Tadara jastamo bhava. This is rajabhav and tamubhav. Passion and ignorance is in our mind. But we are so much under the grip of gunas that we are oblivious. We don't know even. So, kamalabhadyaste. Many bad moods come from the action of mode of nature in our chitta. Especially lust. Today, we see most of the devotees, they have many problems. Become married and divorced and married and divorced again and again. Gurudev said, I think perhaps some of my disciples are trying to have their name in the Guinness Book of Records. Who can be married and divorced the most time? They are competing with each other to keep their name in the Guinness Book of Records, Gurudev said. So, lust is very problematic for the living entity. But if you follow the verses which have been explained before, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, hearing regularly and serving a pure devotee, easily all this mood will go away. When the devotee is situated in naistiki bhakti, then these moods cannot affect him. Cheta etar anavidham means the chitta etar by these moods anavidham is not impeded or disturbed in any way. Stitam sattve prasiddhati, he becomes situated in sattva, shuddha sattva. Here sattva means shuddha sattva. And prasiddhati, he is completely satisfied. He feels joy always. Question comes. Says here, is chitta is not disturbed. What is chitta? What is chitta? We should know it very clearly. The living entity, the Atma, is covered by a gross body. In this gross body, there's water, earth, fire. Gross elements are in this gross body. Then, a covering closer to the soul is the subtle body. Shukshma sharir. There is the mature element, mind. And above this, that's manas. Above this, buddhi. Buddhi, intelligence. And above this, ahankar, ego. The mind can, the intelligence can understand something of the body and the mind because it's superior. But the intelligence cannot understand ahankar, ego, because it's higher. So what it means to be nirabhiman, to have no false ego, we cannot understand. Only we can realize it by the process of Shuddha Bhakti. But above the ahankar, foundation from which everything has manifested, is chitta. Chitta is the last covering of the soul. And the substance of chitta is mahat tattva. Mahat tattva is the unmanifested conglomeration or original substance from which all the other elements have manifested. Yes, it's potential energy. Mahat tattva, from this, all the subtle and gross elements have expanded. So this mahat tattva is a very fine medium. Very fine. How subtle? I cannot imagine. Mahaprabhu has said, Chaito darpana marjanam, clean this chitta. When the chitta is agitated by the modes of material nature, then it goes out of equilibrium. And what happens? What is the function that chitta plays? Chitta plays the function in our perceptions and experiences of everything. Here, Chaito Dapana Maja means cleaning the mirror. But this is analogy. So the cleaning means here, Tadara Jastamo Bhava, the eradication of agitation caused by the fluctuation of Raja and Tamagun. Understand? So, Chitta, what is Chitta? In the Indian philosophy, the Sankhya Darshan, the explanation of perception has been given. How do you perceive something? There are two theories. One is called the theory of reflection, and it's been put forward by one Muni, Vachaspati Mishra. And the other one is called the theory of mutual reflection. It is put forward by Vigyan Bhikshu. It means that when a sense contacts its object, it sends an impression of that object to the mind. The mind sends impression to the chitta. Then the chitta modifies, it transforms into the form that the sense has touched. In other words, the chitta transforms, modifies, and becomes a replica of whatever the sense has seen. If you look and see a chair, then your chitta modifies and makes the shape of that chair. In chitta, there's some sattvagun, something, because it's very fine. And therefore, it is somewhat luminous. Sattva is light and enlightening. So then, the light of the modified chitta reflects into Atma. And the Atma has also its own light, that is consciousness. And the consciousness of the Atma reflects into the chitta and illuminates the modification of the external object in the chitta. This is the theory of mutual reflection. Something is reflected from chitta into Atma, and Atma reflects consciousness into chitta. Because the consciousness of Atma is reflected into chitta, it seems that the chitta itself is the conscious person. And because the chitta is reflected into Atma, therefore, the two of them, there's some tadatmya bhav, oneness between them. So the living entity identifies completely with what is happening in his chitta. Completely. He identifies with that. So this is the theory of mutual reflection. Some reflection is coming from chitta to Atma and something from Atma to chitta. This is the theory of Vigyan Bhikshu. And Vachaspati Mishra, his theory, when chitta modifies into the form of the object, then only the light of consciousness illuminates this. It's one way. So of the two theories, Vyasadeva, in his commentary on Sankhya Darshan, he has supported the theory of Vigyan Bhikshu. The reflection goes both ways. And such Atma and Chitta, they feel Tadatma Bhav, oneness with each other. So, now you are seeing this world. But you are not seeing the world. You are seeing what? A replica, a simulation of the world, which is caused by modification of your own Chitta. This is what you are seeing. So, I can give an example. If someone has a fever, like typhoid, 105, 106 degrees fever, then they begin to hallucinate. They will see everything is moving. Everything is not moving. But how is it that they see everything is moving? Or if someone is influenced by a drug, they will see everything moving. But anyone else will look and see it's not moving. Why? How can what is going on inside here change everything out there? Why? You're not seeing out there. All we are seeing is modification of our own chitta. Everything. So here, when the devotee is doing meditation and withdraws his senses from the external world, then modification of chitta is still going on from past impressions, though he has no sense of the external world. So when a yogi is meditating, many things come in their mind. And they're waiting patiently for everything to come into equilibrium. So here it's saying that the devotee, whether he is thinking inside or whether he's looking outside, but what? Krishna in his heart is reflecting on his chitta, and therefore everywhere he looks, he is, oh, Krishna is everywhere. Understand? How is it devotee see Krishna everywhere? Because chitta being the closest substance to the atma, Krishna reflects himself in his clean chitta. There's no tamagun there, no sattvagun. So everywhere he looks, Krishna in his heart is reflected on his chitta. So everywhere he looks, stavra jangama deki na deki taramote sarvatra hoy nija ishta deva spurti. He has spurti of ishta deva everywhere. So here, chaitare tara navidham stitam sattve prasiddhati. When the modes of nature no longer disturb the heart and the chitta is clean, Krishna reflects himself there. Inside and outside, everywhere he looks, he realizes. Otherwise, it's stated in Srimad Bhagavatam and Ishvara Puripad taught to Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu received mantra, he became like a mad person and came to his guru. Oh, Gurudev, what's happening to me? Kiba mantra dile gosai, kiba tarbal, japite, japite mantra koile pagal. I became pagal. Crazy. Before I was a scholar and I knew all grammar and logic and astrology and many things. But now what happened? I've forgotten everything. That means all past sanskaras have been the sanskaras in chitta. Where are sanskaras? In your chitta, they're impressions which cause us to behave in a particular way. Oh, if you have impression of enjoying with a woman, then next time you see a woman, then seeing this, then this sanskar from before comes up and desire comes. So first thing, karma, activity. By karma, doing an activity makes basana, sanskar, impression. Impressions, sanskar, in chitta. The chitta is composed of all the sanskars of many lifetimes. So by doing an activity, karma makes sanskar, impression. Then this impression makes basana, turns into desires. So it's very important. Every day, what do you do? Mangalartik, remember mantra, chant Harinam, do devotional service. This activity will make sanskar. And when this sanskar is sticky, it will make basana, desire. What desire? Krishna seva basana. The desire to serve Krishna. That Krishna seva basana is called bhakti lata bij. So when we say the guru plants bhakti lata bija in the heart of the disciple, how? By engaging the disciple in all the activities of devotional service, he gives impression. And this impression turns into desire. This is bhakti lata bija. To receive bhakti lata bija, how long will it take? From shraddha up to ruchi, this is planting process. Because shraddha, which is mixed with shuddha ruchi, this is the bhakti lata bija. When taste is pure, now this is actually Krishna seva bhakti, the desire to serve Krishna. So you can think, why I should wake up early? Why should I go to Mangalartik? Why should I go to Gora Artik? Why should I do puja? And remember mantra every day, nothing's happening. Question may come, why am I lusty? Why am I angry? Why? Because many lifetimes engaged in these activities. So this sanskar is there and it causes one to desire these things again and again. So guru engages the disciple in activities which make a new sanskar. So don't think that by your daily activities, which are very simple and easy to do, we can do them if we want, but that nothing is going on. No. Every time you look at the deity, this impression of Krishna's form is coming in the heart. Every time you bow down, some mood of sharanagati coming. So, the guru is expert. He knows how to engage the disciple in simple things, but they're not simple. This is the most powerful yoga system. And gradually impressions will come and it will become Krishna Seva Basana, the seed of bhakti. That will grow and become Krishna Prem. So here, Chaita Aita Anavidham. The mature impressions will go away and some spiritual impressions will come. And when his desire is strong and serving so much, at that time, then calm, crowd, lobe, lust, anger, greed, all the moods, dark moods of tamagun and passionate moods of rajagun, they will no longer affect that person. And they will, inside and outside, always remember and see the pastimes of Krishna. So Mahaprabhu said, Chaito Darpana Marjanam. Now here we are discussing Mahaprabhu. When he came to his guru, he received mantra, and then he came back and said, I became mad. What's happening? Sometimes I cry. Sometimes I laugh. Sometimes I run around here and there. Sometimes I roll on the ground. And I don't care what anyone thinks. His guru said, oh, I am fortunate to have a disciple like you. Now your life is successful. Don't be worried. What is happening to you, this is the nature of a person who chants Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. And Mahaprabhu said, my Gurudev taught me a verse about this. What was that verse? Evam brata swa priyanama kirtya jatanurago druta chita uschai hasyata tiroditi rati gayatyun madhavam nrityati lokabhaya. Evam brata. When a person makes brat, a vow, I will chant not less than 1 lakh Harinam every day. Or like Haridas Thakur, 3 lakhs every day. This is called a brat. Evam brata. What type of nam? Swapriya nam. The name which is swapriya, very dear to that person. Guru told him, your Ishtadevi is Gopijana Vallabha. So he's chanting and remembering this form of Krishna. This is Priyanam. Evam Bhartaswa Priyanam Akirtya Jatanu Rago Druta Chitta Uchchai. What happens? Druta Chitta, his Chitta Druta melts. His Chitta melts. And at that time, Hasyastati, he begins to laugh, he begins to cry, he rolls on the ground, he runs here and there. Why? Because when chitta melts, then this world disappears. Because all we are seeing is in our citta. So when citta melts by the power of Nam, all world disappears. And he says, I am in Vrindavan. Why is devotee running? Oh, it may be Madhya Shoda said, "Cat, stop that thief!" So devotee is running. He saw, all world has disappeared and saw Vrindavan. And Madhya Shoda is telling, "Stop that thief!" So devotee is running. But all the people in this world, they're looking at the devotee and think, "What is he doing? Sit still for a minute." And watch. Sometimes devotee is laughing. Why? Oh, it may be that this world has disappeared and looks and sees that Radha and Krishna are meeting together and Krishna is joking with Radhika. Some sweet words. Sometimes devotee is crying. Why? His heart melted and he looked and saw Akrura has come. And Krishna is on the chariot of Akrura and the chariot is leaving Vrindavan. And standing there among all gopis and weeping. Govinda Dhamo Dharamadaveti. Govinda Dhamo Dharamadaveti. Govinda Dhamo Dharamadaveti. Govinda Dhamo. Hey Govinda, hey Madhav, hey Damodar. Tomorrow morning, Mathura Ramani, all the young girls of Mathura will celebrate a big festival. A festival for their eyes when they see you walking in the streets of Mathura. But for gopis of Vrindavan, then tomorrow the sun will not rise. Vrindavan will be all in darkness. Darkness of separation. And devotees chanting Harinam and remembering this and weeping. So here, Jatanu Ragau Drutta Chitta Utschai. By chanting Harinam, chitta melts, heart melts. And the pastimes of Krishna he sees. Like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, one day I was chanting in my home and I saw that the Jamuna was flowing there. Jekane Vaishnav Gan, Sekande Vrindavan. Where there's a pure Vaishnav, that is Vrindavan. That's his experience. And he can invite us to join him in Vrindavan. Like Gurudev said, oh, come with me. Take your pot on your head. We're going to the Jamuna to fetch water. He's going and inviting you. You can also come with me. So don't put trust in this world, in what you are seeing with your eyes and ears. We are thinking, I am in one particular situation. It's all false. And we have become the servant and the slave of that situation. And we call this is my life. And pure Vaishnav? Pane deke brahma hoy ei Vrindavan, shala deke mano hai ei Govardhan, jahan ode deke taha mani ei kalinde, mahaprema vesha prabhu nache pore kande. Kaviraj Goswami Pad said, when Mahaprabhu saw a forest, he thought, this is Vrindavan. When he saw a hill, oh, this is Giraj Govardhan. If he saw a river, this is Jamuna. Mahapremavesh, because he was absorbed in prem. Nache Parikan, so he would dance and weep and fall on the ground. So we want to come into this stage. So here, Sutta Goswami Pad is explaining. Chaitare taranavidam stitam sattvai prasiddhati. Sattvai, when Vishuddha Sattva comes in the heart, then heart is illuminated, chitta is illuminated, and all the pastimes of Braj manifest there. So prasiddhati, he is very happy. Suta Goswami Pad saying prasiddhiti. Stitam sattvai prasiddhiti. The reason that the devotee's mind does not go into thoughts of lust and material ambition is because he's happy. He's realized paramdrishtva nivartate. Because he's realizing transcendental reality, therefore his mind does not dwell on lust and these dark moods. So then, evam prasanna manaso. Go on.
Yeah.
Bhagat tattva vijnanam. Evam prasanna manaso. His heart is prasanna, full of joy, always joyful. Bhagavat bhakti yogataha. By the influence of bhakti, Bhagavat tattva vijnanam, he realizes Bhagavat tattva Krishna. Mukta sangasya jayate. And now he's mukta sangasya. He's liberated from this world. All looked at him, think he is an ordinary person. But that person, he is not in this world. Here, mukta sangasya jayate. Even maybe sadguru, liberated person, they are not living in this world at all. But the common people, they think that person is conditioned soul. No, not even common person. Even that person's own god brothers, they think he is not even mukta, not even liberated. They may think, but no harm. But disciple will know, oh, my Gurudev is beyond this world. So here, mukta sangasya jayate. Now Jiva Goswami Pada's comment on this. Tasya cha paramananda sarupatvena swataha phal sarupasya sakshatkar. Means, in this verse, the actual result of Krishna bhakti is being described. One has realization of Krishna. And by this realization, evam prasanna manaso, one becomes joyful. Because to see Krishna, this is ananda swarup. This is the embodiment of all joy. Ananda, unlimited joy. But having explained this, now Suta Goswami Pad wants to explain the concomitant, the side effects, concomitant results of realizing Krishna in the next verse. Vidyate hridaya grantis chidyanti sarva sankshaya chanti cha asya karmani drishtare vatmanishvare. Vidyate means cut. Hridaya granti, the knot in the heart is cut completely. Ahankar is cut completely. Chidyanti sarva sankshaya, all doubts go away. No more doubting. Chyanti cha asya karmani, the reactions of karma, they're also chyante. They diminish down to zero, to nothing. Drishtar eva atmanishvare, when one has darshan of Krishna in the heart. So this verse, this is not the glory of bhakti. Actually, previous verse is explaining the glory of bhakti. This is just some side effect. So the example is given. If you want to cook some food, you light a fire. So cooking the food is the purpose of lighting the fire. But three side effects come. When you light the fire, what happens? First of all, the darkness goes away. Darkness is destroyed. At the same time when darkness is destroyed, the objects in that room become illuminated and you can see them. And also at the same time, the fear of being cold goes away. Now you'll be warm. So when you light a fire, darkness goes away, things are illuminated, and you can feel warm, you will not feel cold. Mm-hmm. But actually, these three things, this is not why you lit the fire. You lit the fire to cook and taste something very sweet. Mm-hmm. So in the same way, just as the destruction of darkness, the illumination of objects and the fear of coldness goes away automatically when you light a fire to cook. Similarly, when you do bhakti, to love Krishna and realize Krishna, three side effects come. Vidyate hridaya granti. The ahankar, which is very difficult to undo. It's that knot is undone completely. Not undone. How? Cut. In one cut. Finished. And chidyante sava sankshaya. Whatever doubt was in the mind. Doubts come if we have any mood which is unfavorable for devotional service. It creates doubt. But when realization of Krishna comes, then everything is destroyed. All types of ineligibility on our part is destroyed. There are some last traces of ineligibility, but they are destroyed by Krishna's darshan. And chyanti sarva sankshaya means all the karma that you have done, that you are doing, and that you could do in the future, everything is destroyed completely. That there's not even one atom or one smell of any type of karma, past, present or future. It's all finished. Now actually, when we begin devotional service, karmakshaya is going on. The diminishing of the results of our karma is going on as soon as you're being in bhakti. But when we have sakshatkar, direct darshan of Krishna, then there's nothing left at all. Drishtareva manishtare. So at that time, the devotee, Drishtareva manishtare, he sees the Lord of his heart. Yad yad diyo vibhavayanti tad tad vapu pranayase sadanu grahaya. Lord Brahma said, what form of Krishna will the devotee see? That form on which the devotee is always meditating, Krishna will come in that very form. This is why Guru gives sambandha gyan to the disciple. This is your ishtadev. And he begins to meditate. Then that very Ishtadev will come. Who is that Ishtadev? Who? For those who are in this line of Rupa Goswami. Radha Krishna. Very important. Not the Krishna who is playing with Subal Sridham Madhu Mangal. Not the Krishna who is playing in the lap of Madhya Yashoda. Oh, not that Krishna who's sporting in sweet pastimes on the bank of Jamuna with Chandravali. Oh, that Krishna who is always with Radhika, or always wants to be with Radhika at least, if he can. So, he Gopi Jana Vallabha. But he Gopi means Radhika. She's prominent of all, among all Gopis. So, that Krishna who is with Radhika. When Krishna is with Radhika, this is Swayamrup, his original form. And that Krishna who meets with other gopis, Swayam Prakash. Not Swayamrup. Swayam Prakash. So that Krishna who is with Radhika, he is really Rasik. He is Rasik Shekhar. Why? Because he's learning from her. Krishna said, Radhikar Prema Guru Ami Shishanath Ami Sada Nana Nichai Nachai Udbat. I am always learning new things from Radhika. She is my Prema Guru. What is love? I'm learning this from her. So Krishna is really Rasik Shekhar when he's with Radhika. So those in the line of Rupa Goswami, their Ishtadev is Radha and Krishna. But they have favoritism towards Radhika. This is not any mood against Krishna, don't think so. But rather, the service to Radhika, oh, this will be the best way to serve and give happiness to Krishna. Some people think that those who follow Rupa Manjari, they love Radhika, they are against Krishna. This love of Radhika and how to serve Krishna and make Krishna more happy than directly serving Him. The service to Radhika and increasing your service to Krishna is the same thing. Mm-hmm. So in Vrindavan, no one is against Krishna. All love Krishna. Mm-hmm. This mood is called Bhavalasarati. It is not love for Radhika. It's love for Radha and Krishna both. Mm-hmm. But the friendship for Radhika always comes in a higher position above Krishna Rati. Mm-hmm. And this service is most pleasing to Krishna. So, now Suta Goswami will begin another subject. So I think that in our next festival in England, tomorrow we'll be going to England, and we'll continue with Suta Goswami's next subject matter. Mm-hmm. For Germany? Now? Okay. Leave the door open. So we complete our lecture here. Are there any questions? I can take one or two questions. Yes, Krista Chandra Prabhu.
In the lecture you explained the example of Sukadevi and you said the story of Prahlad in his last life. Mm-hmm. So is Prahlad, is he a Nitya Parikar or is he a Sadhu?
Very often the Nitya Parikas of the Lord, who come to this world, when they don't come very often, but when they come, they have a pastime of being like a sadhak who is making progress in devotional service and becoming perfect because they want to give some teaching to us. Mm-hmm. So Prahlad Maharaj, actually he is Nitya Siddha. He was not a conditioned soul like us who became liberated. Then, someone is crying here now, because the devotees sometimes think, every time I hear that someone is liberated, I find out he was already liberated. Hmm? So there's no hope for me. Very often. So don't think like this. You know that in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu there, Rupa Goswami Pad, he said, Bilva Mangala Daya Yaiste Sadhaka Parikirtita. That there are examples of sadhaks, such as Bilva Mangal Thakur. Bilva Mangal Thakur was also attracted to one society girl, Chintamani. But in that life he attained bhava and prema. He went to Goloka Vrindavan. So there are many examples of, they're really sadhak. And they have become liberated from this world by the practice of bhakti yoga. Acha. What time is it now? Just a second. No, this here the discussion is Dhruva Anusmriti. Dhruva Anusmriti means unbroken remembrance. So this verse includes those who are in Samadhi. But it includes them. But also the stage just before Samadhi is called Dhruva Anusmriti. Yeah. Yes,
mm-hmm. And the outsiders cannot understand. But is the phenomena also, can it be that a person, let's say, for example, hears from an unbonafide source, or the mind has gone in a tangent with some speculative idea, and now the chitra is reflecting its tamagun aspect, mm-hmm. And the person can, in this mutually reflective resonance that you're describing, create a separate reality, which is total illusion.
Oh, sometimes people who are insane, they go crazy. And this is not the same. Yes. There are many crazy people. Oh, I have seen Krishna. Or I am Krishna. I am Jesus or anything. There are so many crazy people. So, but you will see that they are not sthitam sattvai prasiddhati. They are not always joyful. They are mainly upset. They are always miserable. So there are some symptoms of being situated in sattva. So we can see for this. If once there was a great devotee in South India, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur came there and met with him. Said, "Who is your guru?" So I had no guru. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, "He is not a great devotee, he is not even a devotee. He is just a pretender." Because Vishuddha Sattva, which illuminates the heart and causes it to melt, it comes from the spiritual world through the channel of Guru Parampara. And this is why in Padma Puran, Vyasadeva has written, Sampradaya vahinasya mantraste nishvala mata. If you don't receive your mantra in a parampara, then your mantra will not give fruit. Why? Only chanting mantra is not enough. Vishuddha sattva will come. And so if we are not connected with parampara, Vishuddha sattva will not come. So this mantra will be external vibration, not a transcendental vibration. At most it may be namabhas and give mukti, but not prem. So now I'm afraid I have to go. Some senior Vaishnavas are calling me. I have to meet with them just now. So we'll complete our program. I will be here tomorrow morning. Also, I'm leaving at lunchtime. So perhaps at some time in the morning, if any devotees want to speak with me. Okay. Oh, we're leaving at 10.
There's a very important announcement I'd like to make. The devotees who arrive in big numbers from England, they're 85 and 80 like that, the bus will leave at 5 o'clock without exception in the morning, so that they give enough time for us to check in, which means we're assembling at 4, we're putting all the luggage in by 4:30, and we're leaving without exception at 5. There's 108 seats, there's 15 seats left over. If you haven't given your name specifically either to Krishna Devi or to a Prajuma Mishra Prabhu, and paid, the 11th? 11
so, devotees going to England assemble at 4 in the morning for packing the luggage on the bus. The bus is leaving at 5 o'clock sharp, without exception. And there are 15 spare seats if anyone want to go to England and continue this festival there for another 2 weeks. Bale Vrindavan Bihari Lala ki jai, Barsane wale ki jai, Sachinandan Gohari ki jai, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Govinda Gopala Murali Manohar Nand Lala Bhaj Govinda Govinda Gopala Murali Manohar Nand Lala Bhaj Murali Manohar Nand Lala Govinda Gopala Murali Manohar Nand Lala Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mero makhana churaya nandlala. Bansi bajaya nandlala. Rasa rachaya nandlala. Govinda Gopala Murali Manohara Nandolala. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai go Haribo, 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 Haribo. Jaya Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva. Jaya Jaya Prabhupad, 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 Prabhupad. Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bo. Jai Sisi Guru Granga Ganavakadhari Sisi Radhavinod Bahari Ju Ki Jai. Om Vishnu Pada Stishma Rupanu Kacharyavari Bhaktananta Narayan Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Unitili Prishto Mishto Pashimar Bhaktanta Swami Prabhupad Ki Jai. Unitili Prishto Mishto Pashimar Bhakti Pagyan Keshi Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Sila Bhakti Siddhanta Saswar Thakur Jagat Guru Shripabad Ki Jai. Mahabhavasi Gokshodas Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Sabdung Goswami Satyananda Thakur Bhakti Nod Ki Jai. Sri Rupanu Guru Vakic Ki Jai. Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Shiv Sadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Ki Jai. Shri Prajamana Ketamana Gaur Mandal Ki Jai. Te Bhuvana Manga Kari Sri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Radha Govinda Gopinath Madan Monju Ki Jai. Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Brinda Ki Jai. Samagada Bhakta Brinda Ki Jai. Madhe Sri Rasa Sri Vrishabh Bhanu Nandini Simati Radharani Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patita. Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo.